This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Welcome, written and read by Ariane Shireen. Welcome to The Atheist's Guide to Christmas, the atheist book it's safe to leave around your granny. Here you'll find no chapters titled 666 Ways to Diss the Pope, A Beginner's Guide to Church Graffiti, or How to Bash the Bishop. There's only one joke about Islamic fundamentalists coming up now. Why was Abu Hamza a rubbish receptionist? Because the phone was always off the hook. And an undecided number of jokes about agnostics. We wanted to write some, but we weren't sure, and then we thought we might, but we weren't certain. Although for the purposes of this Christmas book, they should be known as eggnogstics. If you haven't yet read it, you might want to buy it along with this audiobook, although the system may then think you only buy books with the title format, The Something Guide to Something. Maybe you bought this book for yourself, or perhaps there's a price sticker over the A of Atheist, and your devout great-aunt bought it for you, hoping to make you more religious. Either way, all royalties are going straight to the UK's leading HIV and sexual health charity, Terence Higgins Trust. So to whoever bought it, thank you. Whenever I listen to audiobook introductions, I start bellowing internally, "Shut up and let me get on with the audiobook." So I hope you enjoy every second and that you have a truly excellent Christmas.
A child was born on Christmas.